the gentleman, the disciple of Rasika, Unumai is here still. Will you stay here today? Take prasadam here?
Will you have prasad here today?
Yes.
I'm suffering very much from dysentery today. I feel very, very
dysentery.
Very ill.
So your diet should be
very weak, Maharaj.
Particular.
And stomach pain.
Look, some card you may take now.
Hey,
Kapil Mishra. Hey, Gaur Krishna. Hey, Bal Maharaj. Sister Rasikananda Maharaj, Tam Sister Yachin. তিনি ডিসেন্ট্রি হয়েছে, এখানে থাকবেন, একটু দই টই আনিয়ে রেখো, দিতে হবে চিড়ে সেদ্ধ করে কি কি এরকম দইটা একটু বাটি লেবু থাকবে, পাতি লেবু টেবু আনো, আর কি চিড়ে সেদ্ধ না সাগু কি কোনটা ভালো হবে? Are you taking rice?
Soft
rice. Soft rice, দুই অন্ন দুটো লেবু টেবু দিয়ে দই দিয়ে খাবেন।
ব্রহ্ম ভাগবত পুরাণ গণেশ কান্ড। I read the Parashurama history. So I read that Lord Shiva gave to him kavacha, a Krishna kavacha. But at the same time, the last time when I came to India, there is a devotee, Indian devotee, who said me that in this age, Kali Yuga, the only kavacha who really
important,
yes, is Nrisimha kavacha. So I want to ask to Maharaj about what is true about this kavacha's fetish. Possible to give to anyone this Krishna kavacha and Shiva kavacha who appear in Ganesha Kanda of Brahma Vaibhata Purana? Or
he read in Brahma Vaibhata Purana in Ganesha Kanda that one kavacha was given by
Lord Shiva
to Parashuram, Krishna kavacha, and he has also heard that in the Kali Yuga only the Nrisimha kavacha is possible to accept. So, practically, can he accept this? Is it correct or not? Is it necessary or practical?
Who? To use the kavacha. To use the kavacha.
That Nrisimha kavacha in this Kali Yuga.
This Kali Yuga affairs, that is something external. The mantra and the naam, that is all useful and all powerful. And the Kali Yuga has to help externally in that affair, from minor importance thing. The name, the Lord name, and the Lord whose name it is, one and the same. And that is enough. That is enough. Yet to help, we can accept, but not very important things. A Krishna kavach or Nrisimha kavach, we may accept to help our bhajan. But not at the cost of the faith in the name divine. Naam bhajan, that is the best of all. And there is even this mantra to help naam bhajan. কৃষ্ণ মন্ত্র হইতে হবে সংসার মোচন, কৃষ্ণ নাম হইতে হবে কৃষ্ণের চরণ। তো দি নেম, নাম ভজন ইজ দি হাইয়েস্ট থিং, এন্ড উইথ হোল কনসেন্ট্রেশন উই শ্যাল স্টিক টু দ্যাট, এন্ড টু সি আদার থিংস, লুক ফর আদার থিংস টু হেল্প দিস, দ্যাট মে বি অ্যালাউড টু সার্টেন এক্সটেন্ট, বাট নট মাচ অ্যাটেনশন শুড বি গিভেন টু দোজ external Barmuk is evil. And for the protection, dress, something like that. Yet, no much harm if we take Krishna Kavaj, Narasimha Kavaj. They will come to help my Namajan life in this way. But that generally means that external difficulty may not come to me, to protect me from this external difficulty. But the extreme devotees of Krishna, he won't be afraid by external difficulty. Rather, he may invite them, like Kunti Devi, Queen Kunti, Vibhadarshan, to let external dangers may come and attack me. I don't care for them, I shall go on. But this kavach means to be protected from the superficial difficulty. Mm. Generally it is meant for that. Mm. There is some kamuna, but that is to help the good. So it may be acceptable, but still in the highest form of bhajan, everything depending on his will, whether I am in danger or in happiness, I shall go on with my nam-bhajan. Without any care for the external condition that may come to me according to my previous karma. I may be in the hell, or I may be in the heaven, or anywhere. I won't waste my energy to any other direction, but I will go on with Namaha. They may come at that with their extreme power to disturb me, like Prahlad Maharaj and any other. But I don't care. Pushupakki hoye thaki. I won't pray to Krishna for favorable circumstances. I shall utilize my energy best towards that. And I shall want from him that your sweet will may be victorious. You can make or mar, more relaxing mari, if it is necessary for your sweet enjoyment to kill me, you can do that. I am asleep, you have got every right over me to do anything and everything. With this idea, we have to approach towards him of the highest quality. The quality of our bhajan should be in that. Now, not seeking any other comfort in our way of bhajan from him also, the Krishna, you created protection. I am going towards you. Please manage for my protection. Won't. The purest type of bhajan, you may do whatever you like. I want your name, your service. Your sweet will may be satisfied by me. I want that. Self-forgetfulness in the service of Krishna. Total self-forgetfulness only in the whole concentration. How I can satisfy you, and what troubles will come over me on the way, I must not deviate my attention from that main point to all this outer necessity. Then the quality would be less, and the intensity would also be less, if we are very eager to maintain our safety when we are passing through the way, uncared for, as much as possible. I want your satisfaction and one must be self-forgetful in that attempt, as much as possible. But according to the capacity of Adhikar, they may help some protection on the way. That is, maybe tolerated, not the highest idea. The protection on the way I am going to you, please protect me in the way, manage to protect me. It is your sweet way. I want, okay?
Jagabandhu, disciple of Sri Rasikananda Bhan Maharaj. Bangla bujhte parne na English.
English. I'm sorry.
Bengali you don't speak, huh?
No, I must admit no.
You're from which place?
Oh, this foreign.
Scotland.
Foreign descent.
Yes. Scotland. And now you came from which place?
I came from Puri.
Puri, Jagannath Puri.
Jagannath Puri was there last week.
And his original home?
Scotland.
Scotland.
Yes.
Now we come from Calcutta.
From Calcutta.
You are living there in Bhan Maharaj's center at Calcutta. Who else are there? Rasikananda Maharaj there.
Rasikananda Maharaj is now in Vrindavan.
Vrindavan.
Pratyananda Maharaj is a young Maharaj recently.
Who?
A recent sannyasi. He took sannyasi only 2 months ago.
What name?
Vrindavan Maharaj.
Bhajananda.
Bhajananda Maharaj is there. And where is Keshavananda Maharaj?
Keshavananda Maharaj, he is north of Delhi somewhere. I don't know exactly where he is.
Studying astrology.
As
my spiritual master.
As you got the answer of the previous question, I want to say that Mahaprabhu lived in Puri 24 years continuously, 18 years continuously, and the first 6 years. The devotees from different parts, especially from Bengal, went to visit him during Ratha Yatra. Then Advaita Acharya gave a letter, a note to Mahaprabhu. Bhavke kohiyo do kohiyo do avu dhavke kohiyo vati navi kai jau. And after that, the Bengal party generally did not go to visit Puri and Mahaprabhu 12 years. 12 years they could not attend Ratha Yatra ceremony as they did before. That does not mean they left Mahaprabhu physically. Did not go. But still, 12 years Mahaprabhu retained. Vaishnava Damodar, Raya Ramananda, etc. But the general public of the appreciator of Mahaprabhu, they could not visit him in general. That does not mean that Mahaprabhu's position was lowered. His position would be judged from another standpoint, because we don't think that he lost the charm of the public appreciation. So external things must not come to judge the internal value. And what is his present inquiry?
Is in connection somewhere with the question of courage. Because I'm studying now astrology, Hindu astrology, spiritual master. assignment or story. So in my stories, I made some charts for devotees. So I see the natal chart is like a photograph of the karma of this person. So what's the use of astrology in devotional service in a person, in a devotee? What's the use? It has some use or not?
What is the use of astrology for devotees? He has been studying astrology because his Gurudev requested him to study Hindu astrology. But he wants to know what is the use of this astrology for devotees.
Just as general education and other things are necessary, money, and this learning, and credit, and other physical strength may be utilized for the purpose of preaching. So a subsidiary, not all important thing. Generally, mass is attracted by the astrological statement, and in that way to capture them, and gradually to convert them. Just as Dhamal Krishna told that in China I shall go and open a hostel, and then men will come and I shall be allowed to capture them, to say. So, that is not Shuddha Bhakti Anukulyasya Sankalpa. What is thought to be Haridas Namacharya, he used to give sweets to the boys and then ask me to take the name of the Lord Krishna. Take a distributed sweet, and Murmuryuk, say Krishna. Something like that. The astrology, to create some confidence in them that this man is super class, so I must maybe disciple to him, and then gradually to take him towards the real path. Anukulyasya Sankalpa. Anukul.
Favorable.
Favorable. Step. Gyana Vairagyadi Bhakti Kavunaya Anga. What to speak of all these things, even knowledge, learning, and Vairagya means abnegation. Indifference. What is Vairagya?
Yes, renunciation.
Renunciating nature. That is also not a part of a real devotion. Vairagya. Vairagya means abnegation. I don't want anything. No taste for all the world things. Only suppose taking prasadam once. No dress, nothing of the kind. This Vairagya. Virag, indifference to everything in this world, and knowledge, Gyan Vairagya, which is the real property of the yogi and the Gyani school. That is not a part and parcel of devotion. What to speak of other things? Gyan Vairagya, Nagyanam na chuvairagyam praya sriyu bhavidiya vasudevi bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojita janayittasu vairagyam jnanam. Real gyan vairagya will come as the consequence of bhakti, as a result of devotion. The proper abnegation and the proper knowledge will come. Otherwise, ordinary knowledge and ordinary apathy towards the worldly things can't create devotion proper in empirical method. By trying self-abnegation or by learning this worldly things, gradually I shall attain bhakti. No. But bhakti, bhakta samjaya bhakta, bhakti is the cause of bhakti. Devotion is his own cause. So when I get devotion proper, the real bhakti, real vairagya, self-abnegation and knowledge will come in such a new, naturally. That will be normal. Otherwise, ordinary self-abnegation and renunciation spirit or knowledge of the worldly matters can never produce what is devotion proper. So this knowledge of astrology or any science like Einstein and all this mathematics, they may capture ordinary people to him and then to initiate what is pure devotion to him. They are like bait, tok, bait, laddu, distributing sweetmeat and to attract and then say what is Lord Krishna. The sweetest thing is Krishna. Anukulasya sankalpa that way.
I will need to ask
for astronomy. Some may say you try to acquire the knowledge of hypnotism. Whoever will come hypnotize him. And then you give mantram. But that is all artificial.
Yeah.
So to capture the mind, to defeat the mental pride of the other party, to crush their vanity, and then to help them to come forward with surrender, with such attraction, then the true thing will be distributed to them. In this way, it may be utilized.
I have now 2 years of sannyas, that I take sannyas, so I want to ask or to beg to Sri Sri Maharaj an instruction about sannyas life, just
he is telling,
practical points.
I am now, after three years, in sannyas ashram. So we are begging your divine grace for some instruction, practical advice for the sannyas ashram.
Keep association with the higher Vaishnava and go on with your duty. Always keep in association with the higher Vaishnava. Vaishnava of higher plane. That is all they to keep you to supply vitality. Whatever you do, preacher, whatever you do, but all important is to keep the vitality within you, and that can come from the different dynamo of the Vaishnava and their association to keep your life intact and then go on with work. And if vitality diminishes, then everything will go. The spiritual vitality and the dynamo, and that vitality supply is the Vaishnava. And when Vaishnava is absent, then the scripture, Gita, Bhagavatam, all these things, and Gurudev's writing, Swami Maharaj, as available in your language. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Nidai Gaur, Hare Gaur, Nidai Gaur, Hare Gaur. Nidai Gaur, Hare Gaur.
Okay. We talked about Vedas.
Vedas, the mother. Hare Krishna.
Raman Maharaj. Raman Maharaj seems to be very satisfied. With your.
Yes, I consider myself fortunate. I can render some service to him.
We all consider ourselves fortunate to be at your feet.
Hare Krishna.
I cannot express my satisfaction. No? To
he said, I cannot express my satisfaction.
So he is a genuine person.
Most
no limit, you are connected with unlimited.
Hare
Krishna.
Ask me about if you want to send a message for my godparents in Paris. Just to.
Maharaj is asking if your divine grace would send any message of blessings to his god brothers in Caracas.
And combined, in a combination.
Yes.
You may ask Vidya Prakash Maharaj. That we have got real faith maintained to Pramod Maharaj, please help them to us that. And after that, first Pramod Maharaj come and meet us. We want to know his real position. And then we may approach in that way, ask Vidya Prakash Maharaj to give scope to those persons that are maintaining faith in him. In Pramod Maharaj. What do you think?
Yes, very nice.
Pramod Maharaj may come and we understand his position present and then we have to take necessary step.
From there.
How it will be possible, What do you say?
Yes, very fine.
Thank you very much. I want to make another question is about I have a contact with a man which is a very expert martial artist. So he wants to be a chatra, no? Because he is in touch with Vidya Prakash before, but now he wants to take initiation from Pramadaswami. And he is the president of an association of Karatians, obviously. So I want to know what's the conception into the movement about these things of Kshatriya, Pramadaswami. What is the guide to this person? Who wants to be a chatter?
He is asking Guru Maharaj if some person, some influential man, he wants to be a Kshatriya.
Huh?
He likes this Kshatriya dham. So, how would he introduce him to Krishna consciousness? He also wants to be a devotee. But not to be a Brahmin, to be a Kshatriya.
Kshatriya, that means the hunting campaign, they will maintain.
Not hunting, but then, self-defense.
Yes, like what?
Martial arts.
To use weapon.
Weapons, perhaps.
Yes, weapons.
Yes.
All kinds.
To use weapon and by hand,
and
physical.
Gymnastic, physical business.
And also about mystic powers.
He is attracted to mystic power.
He already has.
And he has got mystic power.
Yes.
According to Raman Maharaj. This gentleman.
As you were asked to learn Jyotish, that is astronomy. So it is also again a very lower order to take physical strength, to utilize physical strength to fulfill our purpose. It is of lower order. Mahaprabhu did not accept. Here also Swami Maharaj, when his moth was attacked, Swami Maharaj was inside. He sent Kirtan party outside. Go and offer yourself to be free of those gundas who can enter the compound and created some disturbance. He asked his men go out, challenge with Kirtan, disarmed, go with Kirtan party and offer yourself to be free of the gundas on you. And it was subsided there. So, thereby, so Mahaprabhu's weapon is that passive resistance, not physical attack, offensive for offensive, to show passive attitude to conquer the offensive thing. That would be better, that is the policy of Mahaprabhu. But when that is not possible in lower stage, one can take that physical help to for self-protection, protection. And sometimes, if we see that deity or Vaishnava is going to be attacked and demolished, then we are justified to do any measure against them. Even the stick or the gun or anything. If we find that the deity or the Vaishnava or Guru is going to be prey to the roundies. At that time, whatever possible, we can assert in that way. That way. But not generally for ourselves. For our protection, Hirokkisarithi Vishwaru, he will protect me. But in the case of Vaishnava Guru deity, we can assert as far as possible, with all our resources, and we'll be ready to give our own life. Of course, according to one's own realization, it would come. Our Hamsudut Maharaj, he is Khatriya type, he is using weapon, is it not?
So we are told, yes.
With all of his god brothers, fighting with god brothers in his own clan, he is using weapons.
I don't think he uses them, but he keeps...
Scared.
He has kept them.
For scaring them.
Maybe.
So threatening, for threatening. Like threatening in that way they would all...
Stay away, keep away, keep distance.
If sincerity of purpose is there, then extreme cases it may be accepted.
In the newspaper, one reporter said, what kind of...